And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds.
They have an extra one,
and that's how we get the podcast.
You're about to get startled.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
That's why I was doing it, man. Mike Servin is like the best. If you ever watch his videos, he's the Jesus Christ guy.
Come on, Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I just love him, man. Man is on fire for the Lord.
You ready?
Kicking off the podcast this week, sponsored by Pickle Jar. If you don't know what Pickle Jar is, this is actually, I don't even know how to say. If you're a podcaster, this is great for you, too. It is a way for you to tip or your listeners, or if you're a band person, or if you're a YouTuber, or whatever it is, whatever your content you're creating is, Pickle Jar is going to help make you more money. You can keep 100%. You know, people can do other platforms of donations or payments or whatever. The person, the artist, you keep 100% of every fan tip, every song request, every crowdfunding donation, and it supports your creative talents and not somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So plus, while you're doing this, go ahead and get signed up. You can get a sign-up bonus of up to $350 when you create your account. It is available everywhere you get your apps and, of course, at picklejar.com.
And if you're not a musician or an artist, you should download Pickle Jar just because it's cool. And they're adding all kind of cool streaming content.
Yeah. Well, we've done stuff with them several times.
Yeah.
So love those guys.
Come check on, that just out.
Cool.
Whoa!
Pickle Jar! Pickle Jar!
We did a nice thing with them the other night as we were doing
like
a big country radio seminar. It's a big seminar for radio goobers. And so we were there for that. How long has that been going on?
CRS? Oh, gosh. 50 years? Something like that?
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. I remember watching videos. I like to watch videos of like Waylon and those kind of guys and Ralph Emery.
Oh, yeah.
And they would bring on.
So CRS has a thing on the last night called New Faces.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the people who played New Faces like in the 80s, like Alabama. Played New Faces.
They were
like
a new band. Oh, my gosh. It's weird to think about Alabama as being a new band once.
And that they were ever new enough, because Alabama, like, hit the ground with, you know, 10 number ones or something, you know. So, but once upon a time, it was still a thing that they showed up and they played CRS.
Do you have a list of, like, all the people from every year?
I actually do have a list of all the people. And my favorite is to see who made it and who didn't.
That class of 89... So 89, 90 up in there, like when we got Garth and Allen and Tracy Lawrence and all those guys came out in that era.
Tracy was later.
Travis Tritt. Oh, I know he was later, but I'm saying in that era.
I had to get the desktop site because it wasn't working on the other thing.
On the mobile?
On the mobile. I can only see like every third year. But, okay, so the class of 89, maybe it was 90 if they had. So Garth Brooks was never on New Faces.
Okay,
apparently he went from like nobody to being Garth Brooks.
So 89, right. You didn't see anybody like that jumped out at
no,
you?
No, Garth Brooks. Well, no, none of these people, Paul Overstreet and Skip Ewing, who were like, you know, big songwriters, but they didn't really have big careers,
some of the
not
names?
For long. The Birch Sisters, Jeff Chance, The Desert Rose, Donna Mead.
Wow.
Shenandoah.
Okay, Desert Shenandoah, Rose Band. That was wasn't band. That Vince Gill's first wife, her band?
Dude, I have no literally.
I want to say maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But here's where we get into country music, right? The 90s, and we start really finding all, you know, people we know. 1992, Brooks and Dunn, Sammy Kershaw, Hal Ketchum, Tracy Lawrence, Little Texas, Colin Ray, Pam Tillis, and then listen to these two. Eddie London. Anyone?
I don't know.
Never. No idea. And Clinton Gregory.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
They were on the same stage.
On the same stage with all of those dudes.
And they're still telling people to.
And they're still that's it. George Strait was in New Faces. That's one that
he was.
He was in 1982 with Ricky Skaggs. What a lineup. Ricky Skaggs, George Strait, and Rodney Crowell, and a bunch of people I never heard of. Terry Gregory. I don't know if he's related to Clinton Gregory. Donna Hazard, Kieran Kane.
Wow.
Never. Mm-hmm. Oh, Alabama did play New Faces in 1980.
But it's yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of my favorite a while back, I remember seeing Taylor Swift at New Faces. It was like 2008. And so I was like, oh, I remember Taylor Swift playing New Faces. And I vividly remember that show because she came out. She was just kind of turning the corner from being like, oh, it's cute. She's got a couple of songs and she's really talented and she's nice. And she had had like 3 or 4 hits in a row and it was really happening. So everybody was paying attention. She went on last. And I don't remember who else played that night. Like, I remember Taylor Swift, my wife at the time, my ex-wife now, was a photographer. She took all these pictures, and like it was a big, fun thing. We had this great night, and we had a table with a bunch of friends.
So your wife was taking the pictures, your ex-wife was taking photos
for
the New Faces?
Not officially, but she did. She took a bunch of photos, and we sent them to Taylor's people because she had one really good shot they liked and all this stuff. So, and that night stands out to me. Yeah, I really remember that, watching Taylor Swift at New Faces. I wonder who. So I went back this year and went, who else was on that bill? Jake Owen. Wow. And Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan was on New Faces the same night as Taylor Swift, and I don't even remember that.
Luke was on the same night as Taylor?
You didn't even remember him.
I didn't remember him even being there, honestly. No offense to Luke, but like I remember that I was at New Faces. I don't remember anything
but
Taylor.
Well, you also were a huge Taylor fan.
I really like
Big D knows Patrick could run around and he was singing Taylor Swift in the halls, and he's like,
so you were a Swiftie before there were Swifties?
Oh yeah.
I was and then Taylor went through that stage where so she did like 3 records and she put out Red, and that was where she was starting to put pop sounds into stuff, and there was like this anti-Taylor Swift kind of vibe in the music industry, in that community. Like, people are like, oh, Taylor, oh, you know. I found myself being a Taylor Swift apologist. Like, I was the one going around going, you're all full of crap. Taylor is the best. She's still doing it. She's still linked to Nashville. And then she put out 1989, and everyone was like, oh, she's the greatest thing ever. I'm like, yeah, okay, you little
latecomers. Yeah, you
late
were on there
comers.
Early, man. You were, I would also say you're probably the least Swift of the Swifties. Yeah, but you were on it really early.
I was on it very early.
Yeah, CRS is it's an interesting thing for
usually,
our industry.
I was going to say usually around CRS is whenever we invite our radio friends to come in and swap war stories with us, and it's it's kind of fun. I didn't reach out to anyone this time.
I didn't either. I saw Eddie, and I like us on him. So let him have it. Really,
I wanted to ask Whitney Allen, who they just named to the Hall of Fame. I was like, I saw her last night, and then at the end of the show we were at, I just kind of lost her.
Who all got in this year?
I don't remember everybody, but the people I know is Barry Mardit, who we work with, and Becky Brenner, who is one of my mentors, and I'm so excited for her, and Whitney Allen, which is an old friend of ours.
Yeah,
so
congrats to all of them.
Very good for
going
all
going into
them.
The Country Music Radio.
Kathy Martindale?
Radio Hall of
Country Radio.
Yeah, Kathy Martindale.
Kathy
I don't know Kathy, but yeah, she's
Yeah, she and I have talked
forever.
Just a couple of times we've passed.
Is she related to Wink Martindale?
No, I don't think so, but she was probably on the radio when you were growing up here. Because
you know what I love?
On,
I wish you could have seen Carson's face when you said that. You asked that, and she's like, I don't know, like, do you even know who that guy is?
Oh, I know who Wink Martindale is. Yeah, but I was like,
I thought you didn't know who he was. I was going to be like, oh my gosh, we just dated ourselves with the old game show guy.
My favorite thing about CRS is you get radio people from just around the country, and they'll drive their station vehicles that are wrapped and. You'll see all
not that many people do that still, but they
there
boys. Some,
some
do. Some do, and I'll tell you why they do it. I used to think they were doing it just to kind of look cool and be big and show off. Look at our wrap on our vehicle.
We got a Tahoe.
Yeah, it's not about that. It's about they get to save the miles from being put onto their vehicle.
Listen, and nowadays when there's no used vehicles and hardly any new vehicles,
they can also probably expense the gas if it's a station
probably.
Vehicle.
You're right.
I had one guy came up to me and we were doing this event and he was like, hey, you know, they get all kind of radio-y and he's like, hey, Big D. I'm like, hey, and this guy, I can't remember what his name was, but it was like, hey, Adam Airchair from Wauchatosha Valley's number one for today's country and the legends. And I was like, did you really just give your positioning statement?
My favorite was, well, there was a while back we met a guy and he kept going, well, he would know. He would go down here. This wasn't his real voice, but he liked
you,
it.
You could hear him order. He's like, can I have a beer? Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, hey, big D. Hey there, Big D. Yeah, I know. He always came to me, well, hey, Big D. People love, they love Patrick, man. I was watching at the party the night. Patrick was quite the hit.
Well, Patrick gets quite very animated when he gets a little whiskey in him. And
I don't, well, I only had like three. I didn't get to five. It's fine.
Did you get a double pour?
Oh, one of those might have been a double pour. So maybe I was at four. Mm-hmm. It was fine. Mm-hmm. You know,
those are the ones he counted.
I wasn't the star at CRS last night. I brought my wife, who is so pregnant that she's like obviously pregnant from across the room. So everybody, you know, everybody
wants
to come.
Wow, somebody impressed me. From across the room?
Oh, yeah. You can. You know what I mean, though. Some people, you like, you can't tell they're pregnant.
I was making a she got pregnant from across the room joke.
You can tell. You can tell Vivica is pregnant. So she is.
Dude, you could tell when she was 4 months pregnant that she was
very. Yeah, she's so little.
Yeah. Doesn't that mean it's a boy? Oh, yeah, it is a boy.
Well, we know this.
I was going to say, but I know, but I'm saying, but doesn't that mean when you show like a lot, doesn't that mean it's automatically a boy?
There's all sorts of old wives' tales about where you're carrying, if it's high, if it's low. And
we were hanging out. We saw Becky last night and Becky Brenner, and she was like, is it twins? Are you sure it's not twins? And I was like, they keep saying it's not. But I go back to my theory about the ninja baby hiding behind Roy, that maybe there's another baby back there that they just can't. Well, you can't tell me the ultrasounds are foolproof. I'm just saying. And they do not like that theory at the doctor's office. They think that's the dumbest thing they've ever heard. But
you actually said ninja baby
to them?
I said
ninja baby because he's hot. They go, well, where do you think he is? And I went, he's hiding behind his brother.
He's a ninja
he's
baby.
There. He's a ninja. He's just, every time Roy moves, his little brother goes, yeah, right.
I feel like nothing related to you was going to be that agile.
Oh, that is true.
You know,
that is true.
You know might what surprise it, maybe y'all. Just, I don't know.
Maybe this child just has a giant head and can't wear hats and will be relegated to never being able to wear hats like Patrick.
Carson, are you, change subject here, are you, you got a thing this weekend, one of those flea markets?
No, not this weekend. I just signed up for one that's in a couple of weeks, though. So.
You still making some money off of that?
A little bit, yeah.
And what's a little bit?
A couple $100. It's not.
It's a lot of work for that.
It is. And part of it, I usually my younger brother comes into town because he sells his vinyl records and he makes about $2,000. So he cleans up more than I do. But it's also a way for me to just get stuff out of my house.
Uh huh.
It's real easy to go from, oh, I'm selling things to hoarder.
So what's basically like a garage sale for you all the time?
Yeah, just a little bit more expensive.
Ava has taken over our guest room with the same thing. It's terrible. Like this whole I'm going to sell stuff online thing. Mm-hmm. Dude, you got
to
be
careful. I need
to reach
out to her because I want to sign up for a flea market with her. So she and I can each bring stuff and make money. And
yeah, because y'all do like different styles and stuff
too,
right?
And she's like super cute and all the hipster fashion-y girls will so be attracted to her. They'll be like, that's the girl we want to look like. Here's the old lady taking our money.
Well, I appreciate you showing her the ropes because she doesn't want to work. Like, she's like, I want to be my own boss. She wants to be the president of the United States before she gets, like, out and lives a little. I mean, I'm like, you gotta start. You know, she did the fast food thing. She was not a fan of it.
Yeah.
She then I forgot where she was. She did retail. She was not a fan of it. And so now she wants to do this because she's like, look, I want to work for myself and just go. I'm like, look, you can hustle. You can do this. You can make good money if you really try. Because there are some people making crazy money online.
Yeah, I think I actually have a flea in mind that I think would be good for the two of us to go set up at.
Okay.
So I will send her some information, try to get her scheduled. So that way, too, clear stuff out of your house.
Yes.
That's, boy, it does. It takes over quick. You ever seen people who collected Beanie Babies thinking they were going to sell them and it took over their garages?
Oh, yes.
It's that kind of just, it's a weird mentality. It's so easy to go from just a few to way too many.
Well, we do, you know, with the fire department, I know we do go into people's homes and they're not, you know, like when you're having company over, you can say, okay, well, let them just go everywhere but these two rooms.
Mm-hmm. Where you straighten up.
Yeah. But the problem is that's usually where people have their problems.
Right.
You know, so you have to do CPR on somebody in a room full of crap. And it's like you walk into people's homes and you don't realize everybody has a stash room where they just put their crud. It's crazy, man.
We always talk about how, you know, in a few years we might move to a new house, but my house has this gigantic basement storage space that's not good for anything other than storage. It's unfinished space, but it's really climate controlled and whatnot. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can move somewhere else.
That's hard to give up.
Like, we had a place like that once.
Garage. Like, I have one set of shelves in my garage, but that's it. The stuff that most people keep in their garage, I keep in the basement.
We had a place like that with a huge, it was like right next to the garage, and it was like this unfinished area. And it is, I have to pay every month for a storage unit.
Yeah.
And this part of our house that was unfinished was three times the size of our storage.
And it makes you wonder, what are we really storing stuff? What do you have in the storage unit that you're ever going to use
again? Okay, so I will tell you, a lot of it is, for us, it's a little different than probably most people. My plan is to eventually find a little place as far out in the country as possible that I can have a little homestead, but not for homesteading, for like a little place to go hunting and fishing and get away and also use as my bug out location whenever the stuff hits the fan. And whenever that happens, I want to be able to have books and music and all that. So I have all my CDs, I have a bunch of cassettes, I have a bunch of books and all that kind of stuff that we're going to go ahead and put at the house, wherever
second
that
house
may be. Yeah.
You have a house worth of stuff.
Not a house worth of stuff, but I have a bunch of entertainment. Because if let's say, and y'all know I'm not crazy prepper dude, but I am like, okay, I'm not going to throw this away because...
Wait, what are you talking about?
Excuse me?
No, I'm not.
What?
I don't have that
in
place
this room,
yet.
Sir, you are.
I don't, but I don't have that place yet. But my idea is, let's say the power grid goes down or whatever. You're going to need entertainment. So why not have a ton of books? Why not have a bunch of, music and
I'm
things that you can listen to?
I'm going to ask you a question because I've been watching a lot of van life videos. And I found that a lot of folks who go off the grid who are not relying on electrical hookups are using solar power. So can you use solar panels to power if you take all your music and put it on like an old iPod?
I would think so.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What if there's an EMP and it fries all the electronics?
Oh my, I don't know what an EMP is.
An EMP is an Big D and Patrick have checked out. Electromagnetic pulse. So let's say somebody pops a nuke off over the whatever you call it, the stratosphere of half of the United States. It'll knock out everything electronic for half the country.
And you're really
going
to be like, hey, so they have this nuke over here. I'm going to read Harry Potter.
I might.
Like, I think I'm going to be a little freaked out.
Okay, think about it. You're a huge Walking Dead fan. Mm-hmm. What do they do in their spare time when they're not out killing walkers?
I feel like that's all they do.
Well, they need to read.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me, I would be dead.
Remember how happy, what was the little boy, Carl? Remember how happy Carl was to just sit on the roof and
eat pudding.
Yes, it's kind of the same thing. To sit on the roof and read a book would be great.
I guess, yeah. But
all right, welcome back, Big D and Patrick.
All right,
you guys are back in.
All right, so I'm going to play a game. It's called How Far Did I Have to Go Back in the New Faces lineup for a country radio seminar to find an act that I've never heard of.
So, all right, 1 year.
No. The closer you are to it, the more you know the names. Like, there's people on here who didn't become huge stars, but I still remember who they are. I had to get all the way to 2001 before there's somebody on this list that I'd never heard of.
Okay.
So 2001 was Chris Cagle, Sarah Evans, Trick Pony, Phil Vassar, and the Clark Family Experience.
Mm-hmm. I remember them.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, we never played a song from them, but I remember they tried to push them for a little while. I do remember them.
Yeah. Yeah, I was already working for y'all at that point, and I don't
what
remember.
What a terrible name.
The Clark Family Experience?
In 2001?
CFE, bro.
Even if you did, but I feel like that's so, I'd start equating them with the Dave Clark Five.
Yeah.
Maybe that
are you from 1962? That's a man, naming
so,
is important.
If so, Carson will love your music.
This is true. This is absolutely true. But man, that's a mouthful to say.
The Clark Family Experience.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I think it was a family? I kind of think it was a family that got together and played.
Hmm. They were the Clark family. Yeah. Oh, you're thinking the Wilkinsons?
Yeah, maybe I am.
Is that who you're thinking of?
Yeah.
26 cents. Here's a penny for your thoughts.
Of course. I don't know.
And the kind of Big D and Bubba show. Yeah, so they did a jingle for us.
All we remember is our jingle because we're so narcissistic.
We didn't play the song, but we played the jingle forever.
Can you do us a favor? Can you do a thing for us for free?
It was before we had custom.
I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, before we had custom sung jingles and all that.
We're so gross.
I have it somewhere. Man, I'm gonna find this, and you're gonna.
You guys
love
are the
it.
Least gross of and the gross people and goes, here.
When you get lonely,
call them. Oh, call them. Yeah, you're right.
Anytime at all, they'll be there with you.
Yeah, and I can't
when
find it.
When you're nude.
Oh wait, I found it. Yeah, that's true. When you're nude, because they were talking
nude,
about when
right?
we're in the shower. Can I play this? I don't know. Man, I really.
Why could you not?
Well, because Patrick is always like, you can't do that. All right, here we go.
When you get lonely, call them. Anytime at all, they'll be there with you. When you're nude.
What?
In the shower stall. Here's a penny for your thoughts. Coffee for the road, the Big D and Bubba show.
They were really good.
That yeah. was a good song,
It was
too.
A dad, the son, yeah. and the daughter. And the daughter was like the lead of the whole thing.
Yeah,
and the dad was
them,
the guitar
that
player.
Was a, that was a good song.
Yeah, they were really good.
That was a really good.
And then I think what happened.
It's going to be in my head all day.
Well, I think what happened is that somebody, I think the kids didn't want to be in a band with their parent.
Oh.
And that kind of was the thing, you know. I mean, could you imagine being on the road? Because when they're on the road,
by the
especially
way, that's not why.
Is that not why?
Oh. No, that's not.
Oh, you know something?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
He goes to my church.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm making this like an awful. There's no awful thing here. I'm just saying that's
you
not
know,
it.
You know a real reason. I was just thinking. Yeah. Could you imagine how terrible it would be?
It was all record label.
I can't even. I Dad, I love you. I love you, Dad. In case you happen to see this, my dad and I took a 4-hour road trip not too long ago, and oh my gosh, I pulled over to an Arby's, and because that's what he wanted. So we take this road trip. I pull over to
does
the Arby's.
Does everybody's dad eat Arby's? Because yep. mine does too.
I yep. think so.
It's those curly fries.
You didn't so, get the
oh, no.
cheddar cup.
No, it was the horsey cheddar. Sauce.
The
horsey. So we leave.
It is the horsey sauce.
We leave and we get, 5 miles down the road. And he's, you know, he's my dad. So he's slow. 5 miles has happened. And he goes, there's no horsey sauce. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. No, I specifically said horsey sauce. I'm like, okay. Well, you know what? If we see another one, we'll stop. No, they owe me a horsey sauce. I literally had to get off the freeway, off the interstate, go back around, go 5 miles backwards to go and get Dad's horsey sauce. He was not going to be happy. I'm like, Dad, I'm sure. No, they owe me my horsey sauce. Man, could you imagine being on the road with your parent for hundreds of miles? Every weekend.
There's a rock band, and it's a brother and sister who founded it, and they founded it with their dad. And you think about it now, could you imagine, again, you're in a rock and roll band, and like...
Where's my horsey sauce?
Right, like, dad's on the road with you. I mean, maybe he's protecting the girl, but the poor kid in back playing drums is like, why is my dad here?
Like, you okay, Big D? Are you checking to see if we can talk about that story, or...
No, I'm just seeing if you guys can keep a conversation going while I'm emailing.
Yeah, we totally can.
All right.
You want some
horsey
stuff sauce? By the way, that is the worst name and the best name.
Well, like, you'll never forget it.
Yeah, you never forget it, but it's also like you don't want to take it serious.
It's the most awkward thing to have to order. When I go to Arby's for my dad, I'm like, can I get extra horsey sauce? I can't even get through it. I need horsey sauce, please.
Patrick and Big D are... both completely preoccupied.
No, I'm sorry. I had to take a phone call. That was Peter,
Peter.
Runs our syndication company, and he just called to check on us.
Is he good? Are we happy? I mean, everybody.
Fine. What does he think happened to us?
Like,
thank you, Peter, and thank you to all the
calling to
Compass
see
crew.
How CRS is going, and you know, I think maybe to check up on his employees who are in town for Country Radio Seminar.
If they're
to make
working.
Sure that they're doing, you know, how's everything going? Have the people liking the Doug and Adam show? I'm like, yes, everybody.
That's exactly what he said, isn't it?
It's exactly what he said.
Word for word, yeah.
So I'm like, yes, your people are doing an excellent job, Peter. Everything is great. I think everybody loves us.
Man,
it's fine.
I met somebody, and I would like to say this. Please, if you are meeting someone for the first time, be pleasant. I met someone the other day who was one of the most unpleasant, unnice, unfriendly people I've ever met in my life. This person was, it was, you know, they always say the compliment sandwich. You know, where they're like, if you're going to tell somebody that you don't like something, say something nice, tell them what they don't like, and then come back and say something nice again.
Yes.
This person had it backwards. It was the compliment unsandwich. It was say something you hate, then go, but I really love you, and then say something you hate. I'm like,
over and over and over again, not just one time.
And it was about everything. And you know, the oxygen content of the air today is terrible. I mean,
I'll say this about Country Radio Seminar, and I've had this experience a couple times. It's always loud, and I realize I wear headphones every day, so I'm at least partially deaf. I'm mostly deaf. I can't stand the people. You people talk for a living, and there are people who walk around this thing, and they what talk. We're in a crowd. There's a band on stage.
I couldn't, and that's why I had somebody text me going, hey, are you going to be doing more stuff? And I'm like, no, I can't, because I have to yell over the music, and I don't yell much. I'm not a singer, so I'm not running around. My voice does not – if I go loud for long, I lose my voice, and then I can't come in and do the show.
You can hear it in mine. It's
yeah, I can hear it.
It's going.
It makes you sound sultry.
Yeah. Ooh, do I sound sexy?
Here, go ahead and
– how about now? Hey there, Big D.
I want you to know I was
he looked
very...
at me with the most concerned look on his face just then.
Is echo sexy?
It actually can be. Yeah,
can it
I
be?
Think it. I think it does help enhance something in a timbre of your voice that will make you sound.
Okay, try it. Let's hear Carson's sexy voice. Hold on, wait. Carson's turn.
This is my sexy voice. Hi there, Big D. Are you still on your phone?
Yeah, he is.
I don't blame you.
Completely checked out for today.
I went to a hockey game last night, and because of all the yelling that we'd done at CRS, I didn't open my mouth. Like, when everybody's cheering and yelling, I was like, clap, clap.
Yeah, I'm the clapper. I'm a very loud clapper. At any kind of sports or athletic event, when I'm there, I'll go to NFL games, I'll go to basketball games, I'll do anything. And I'm like...
They gave us a bunch of free stuff at the game, which then meant one of my arms was full trying to hold on to my free stuff.
Then you can't clap.
So I had to clap up against my leg.
Oh,
like,
that's not
it was, even... It was just, I was doing it for show, man. You can't hear that. Fine.
You guys like me, every time you see a headline that says three people charged in an undercover prostitution sting, you want to see if it's a radio guy, you know?
Yes.
I do too.
Well, I'm not saying it has been a radio guy we know. More than twice. Okay.
Do you remember the one? There's a guy who got hired, and he got into town and met with the station. And it was on a Sunday, and he was going to start Monday morning.
This feels familiar.
And so he had dinner with the station people or whatever on Sunday night, and then he was, like I said, going to start Monday morning. And then they get a phone call. The general manager gets a phone call from the program director and says, hey, we have a problem. So-and-so's not going to be able to go on the air this morning. And he goes, why is that? And he goes, turn on the news. Turns on the news, and it's a prostitution sting, and there's their morning guy with their bright yellow radio station shirt.
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was wearing.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no such thing as bad press.
And so he didn't go on the air that day.
I don't remember that story at all.
Yeah, that's somebody. It's somebody that I don't think it's somebody we know, but it's someone who we know told us. It might have been Eddie told us the story. Yeah, we got so many dumb stories.
We hear so much stuff. I remember there was a guy that we worked with for years that finally got busted for like some kind of creepy like underage.
Oh,
thing.
Oh yeah, is that who I'm thinking of? That one dude
on the coast? Yeah. That guy. Yeah.
I'm thinking about someone else.
I know who he's thinking about. No.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of the older guy. He was 50 something.
No. This was really creepy stuff.
And so. also, I'm looking at this is a story, and there's two prostitutes, and there's some guy in here. I guess he's like the pimp or whatever. But I'm like, they just look awful. Like, why would
who you, looks awful? The oh, you mean they're right. unattractive?
Well, why? Yeah.
Yeah, why would you rough. Pay
if you're desperate enough to be paying?
I get you know. I, you now, know. You know. Now I'm thinking. I'm kind of being insensitive here. I guess maybe it's drugs and that kind of stuff.
Could be yeah. all kinds of things. Could yeah, be human trafficking. It could be anything. So,
but it's also because I think for most of us, any sort of it's not the right word, but experience with prostitutes comes from like movies and TV. That we yes. watch Law and Order, or you see Pretty Woman, and Law and Order is still it's actresses playing. They're supposed to be well, also, strung out, you know.
Also, I think it's people's mental thing is, man, it would take somebody really hot for me to have to
right.
pay, you know, that kind of thing. So the average person who isn't running around paying for that, you know, they think it's crazy that somebody would get involved with that person. So I get the judgmental side of it, but
just imagine how good looking the John is.
He's, well, do yeah. you remember years ago when Hugh Grant got busted?
Yes,
with a dude,
right? With Divine guy. Brown.
Divine Brown.
And I know for some reason that name sticks
Why
in your head.
Why do you remember that?
I love know, Hugh I, Grant.
I thought
and,
Divine Brown was the Eddie Murphy one.
No, I don't know that. I don't remember Eddie Murphy, the name of that one. I thought it was Divine Brown was Hugh Grant.
90% sure she's right.
But yeah, when they showed the picture of Divine Brown, and this is when he was dating Liz Hurley, who arguably could have qualified right. as hottest woman on the planet.
Yeah.
And it was like, what are you doing? It's like, well, yeah, it's because we all think you're with Liz Hurley. And you were paying for something? That person must have been a...
I will say Divine Brown was not an ugly person, but not Elizabeth
but
Hurley.
Not, but still not...
No, Divine Brown was a woman?
Yes.
Right. And yeah, it was Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy.
Murphy. Eddie Murphy. That's right. Yes. That's right.
But he was just giving her a ride.
Right.
I believe my boy. He said he was just giving her a ride. I choose to just believe
that
it.
That guy married yeah. Scary Spice, who for years people were like, is that a dude?
No.
Like...
Scary Spice?
She not, but oh yeah, there were rumors about Scary
I didn't
for a
know
long
any
time.
Of that. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy what? Prostitute yeah. incident.
Oh my gosh.
I just I love how our history and our computers are just
I know, right?
Altasone Sayoli.
Clear cash.
Altasone Sayoli is the name of the prostitute from that one. I'm right. trying to I'm trying to find a picture of that.
Man, that what person. Kind of world do we live in when a man can't give a prostitute a ride in his car?
Yeah, just down
over
the block.
Here, giving her a ride. Gosh, man, y'all just horrible, cold people. All right.
Well, it's no one we know in this article. So.
Oh, it's a shame. Give it time, though. Someone will.
Well, wait till this weekend. It is country radio seminar. Who knows?
We may be going on another morning radio show that we don't even know yet.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen, there's a.
We have
Can
to start
you
your show
start,
today.
We need to start you guys immediately.
Monday, we need you on the air.
Guys,
well, can you just call us and we'll just put you straight over the phone?
Yeah.
Like, it's
You're
fine.
Never going to believe what happened.
Oh, yes, we will. We talked about it. I think we spoke it into the world.
Only to our benefit.
Oh, man. By the way, the Dierks Bentley thing was cool. We had Dierks on the show today, and I hate talking about stuff that's super, super timely, but he's going to be doing the intermission, he and Miranda Lambert, for the stadium show, stadium series, NHL game break, mm-hmm. Doing first intermission. I can't wait.
That's so cool.
Like,
I want one of the jerseys. I saw it. Oh, it was so cool.
I almost wore my Firehouse hockey jersey.
Oh, that'd be neat.
But it makes me look huge.
It's not the jersey.
What if you had a ghost in your house that was just a jerk ghost, and like every time you'd like go, I'm just gonna eat this, and it would go, wow, really? You're going to eat that.
I would love that ghost.
Yeah,
I need
house.
That ghost to like.
The ghost at my house would be like, stop. Stop.
You might want to pick up those nail clippings. Because you're just going to try and get them with the vacuum cleaner, aren't you? You're gross.
Man, it's not gonna work. I trim my nails over the garbage can.
I think you do outside as much as you hate nails.
I do. Actually, as often as I can. Yeah, I do toenails outside. I do not.
My dad told me that
I hate nails.
Remember, I had something that looked like a nail, but it wasn't. And I go, "What is that?" He goes, "What is?" He put his hand out and put it in there, and he was like, "That's so fun." My dad said he goes and has to get his nails done, like they cut his nails.
Oh,
good for him.
Getting fancy,
yeah.
I don't think he can bend over. I don't think it's a fancy thing. This isn't like
you imagine being the poor person who has to do Larry's toes, because his thumb looks like a toe, like a large man's toe. Like he's got big giant fingers. Yeah. Imagine how big his big toe is.
His big toe looks like it looks like a frog.
It's like Bigfoot feet.
It's
Larry Sasquatch.
And then by the time you get down to his little toe, it looks like one of those little wedding weenies. I used to call him Little Smoky Toe. What's up, Little Smoky Toe? He didn't get it. What? No.
All right, I'm good. That's me for the day. There you go.
Tolio.
Tapping out.
I got to get out of here because it's,
Come on, just court.
All right, we done?
We're done. Love y'all.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.